This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Most students are still on winter break and not thinking about school. For just about everyone else in education, now is the time to prepare for the new year, and there could be some big changes coming in 2017. The president-elect has signaled he'd like to shake things up, though we don't have many details yet. So from our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace senior correspondent Amy Scott joins me for a look at the big education stories she'll be watching. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You follow, you know, both K-12 and higher education, and as we look into the new year, what are some of the things that you've been watching that are sort of still on your radar screen?
I think one of the big things that we'll be watching is the Every Student Succeeds Act, which Congress passed actually at the end of last year, and it replaced the federal education law, No Child Left Behind, that had been in place for more than a decade. So this year, there's going to be a lot of work to implement that law. And one of the things it does is give states more power to decide how they hold schools accountable. States have to come up with at least one non-academic indicator, so things like access to advanced coursework, attendance, school climate. And the idea is that it's supposed to be a more fair measure of whether schools are doing a good job.
Well, we also have seen sort of a backlash against charter schools. The NAACP called for a moratorium on charters this fall. And this sort of also dovetails with the incoming administration. So what is going on sort of around charters?
Yeah, they've been in the news a lot more than usual. Charter schools have been around for decades. They're publicly funded schools that are privately managed, sometimes by for-profit companies. And the NAACP, as well as some groups connected to the Black Lives Matter movement, have basically called for a sort of pause. And their critique is that charter schools have harmed Black communities by draining resources from traditional neighborhood schools. Advocates of charter schools say they often give families an option for a better school than they might have in their neighborhood. And so I think that's going to be an interesting story to watch, particularly because the incoming Secretary of Education, or at least the nominee, Betsy DeVos, is an advocate of charter schools. So we may see the schools expand even more.
So DeVos will be the Trump administration's nominee. What else do we know about their education priorities?
Well, he didn't give a lot of details on the campaign trail. You know, education barely came up. But we do have some hints. And here is some sound of him speaking at one of his thank you rallies he's been doing in Michigan earlier this month.
Our reform plan includes eliminating Common Core, bringing education local, and providing school choice.
So it's not clear how Trump would eliminate the Common Core. States would have to do that, and actually many have, or at least they've changed the name and made some changes to the standards. But it's clear from his comments here and from his choice of Betsy DeVos that school choice is going to be a big priority. During the campaign, Trump proposed a $20 billion program that would give grants to states that would then allow low-income students to use the money to attend the school of their family's choice, including private and religious schools. So basically a voucher program.
Well, we've been talking about K-12, but you and I have both done a ton of reporting on higher education student debt, which was a big topic in the Democratic presidential primaries. Where is it now?
Yeah, remember free college? We were talking a lot about that idea during the election. That idea, at least on a federal scale, seems to be off the table with this result. But I think we may still see some efforts to rein in costs and to help students with debt. But many are expecting some of the Obama administration's regulations targeting for-profit colleges to get scaled back. But others that I've talked to say we're not going to go back to the bad old days of this aggressive recruiting and enrolling students who weren't prepared to succeed because the market has just changed. There are just fewer people enrolling in college, period, and especially at for-profit colleges, and partly because of that crackdown.
Marketplace's senior correspondent Amy Scott from the Education Desk at WYPR. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.